The New Orleans Saints have to be happy that Michael Thomas is back. And when I say Michael Thomas is back, I don't just mean that he's on the field. I mean Michael Thomas is back. We got all that and a little bit of land yap for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome into another episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks so much, as always, for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we're free and available on all podcast apps and on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter, your New Orleans Saints expert, credentialed member of the media. You can find all the written work over at USA Today, Saints Wire, CrescentCitySports.com. Find me on Tuesdays over Locked On NFL and here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. And we are here for another live episode, post-practice episode. This was day 13, and appropriately numbered number 13, as it was number 13's day yet again. Michael Thomas just being absolutely fantastic out on the field. We'll break down a little bit of his performance. We'll get into play of the day with Tony Jones Jr. with a big time screen pass that he housed for a touchdown, looking like the New Orleans Saints of old, and Andy Dalton's comfort with the New Orleans Saints offensive scheme. But some unfortunate news with Pete Werner again missing practice. What that means for the New Orleans Saints, who continue to struggle to keep their linebacking unit healthy. It is a live episode here, so a big shout out to everybody that's here in the chat. Caleb, Lance, I see y'all already. Greg with the Your Team Every Day. We've also got Empty Mind and Gaming coming through with it as well. Aaron Morton, cuz I see you, brother. So thank y'all very much for being here with us. Always make sure you drop that Your Team Every Day in the chat or in the comment section if you're watching live or later. If you're listening later, you can always hit me up on Twitter at Ross Jackson NOLA. I appreciate y'all so much for being here for another live episode of Locked On Saints post-practice. We're going to dive into your questions this afternoon, so make sure you get all of your questions in the chat as well. But the biggest story of the day today is, again, Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas just continues to have these days to where he is just kind of unbeatable. Remember yesterday, he was 5 of 5 with quarterbacks targeting him, which fits the narrative in terms of what we know about Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas, it doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball, he's going to catch it. An 80.8% completion percentage with Teddy Bridgewater back in 2019 over the course of 5 games. An 81.1% completion percentage with Taysom Hill in 2020 over the course of 4 games. And then you saw him go 5 of 5, basically all from Andy Dalton in yesterday's practice. And today, he and Andy Dalton connected on what looked to be numerous touchdowns and numerous big plays. The first big play, Jerry, I see you. The first big play is this one-on-one that he had with Paulson Adebo. These matchups between 13 and 29 are becoming the stuff of legend during the course of New Orleans Saints training camp. And Paulson Adebo, good plastering coverage, but Andy Dalton just knowing, I really just kind of have to put the ball around this guy and he's going to be able to fight and make a catch. So coming up to the sideline of the end zone in a red zone one-on-one, Michael Thomas able to come up with a back shoulder catch through all kinds of contact there, physical and what would have been warranted and sort of legal contact in that situation by Paulson Adebo, who continues to show off his physical brand of football. Don't worry, Paulson Adebo still had a pass breakup later on in the day in typical Paulson Adebo, or as we've started calling him in camp, PBU style. So Michael Thomas making that connection. He also was the target for 3 of the first 4 targets in 7-on-7s by Andy Dalton. All 3 of those catches he reeled in, all 3 of them for a touchdown, one of which he emphatically spiked in the end zone. And that's when I tweeted out, Michael Thomas is going off in Saints camp today. And he followed that up with a big-time completion down the left sideline with Bradley Roby again in blanketing coverage. This time the veteran, Michael Thomas, was able to go up, sky up, make the catch, come down in what the refs, there were 2 officials that were there, they called an inbounds catch. So a huge another moment for Michael Thomas. Didn't really see him get many targets after that, but really, what more did he have to show you at that point? It's very clear that Michael Thomas is back and the New Orleans Saints are awfully happy to have him there. Next up, we're looking at the pass catchers as a whole for the New Orleans Saints, because these pass catchers are in an entirely different class this year than they were last year. And I'm not just talking about the wide receivers. We know the wide receivers got upgraded. Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave, Michael Thomas, the guys that were starters last year are now these important depth players, plus more all throughout that wide receiver room. But you look at the tight ends as well. Adam Trautman with another big touchdown catch today. He has had a really solid camp so far. Another day with a couple of big plays from Juwan Johnson as well, who just looks bigger. He looks like a tight end. And even Taysom Hill, who is ramping back up from the rib injury, went up during 7-on-7s for a big time catch against Justin Evans, the former Buccaneers safety, went up, skied up over him, made the catch in the end zone, came down pretty hard on his back, but basically just got right back up and then went on with his business and went on with the rest of his day. We didn't see him in team drills. He's still wearing the red non-contact jersey, Taysom Hill is, but to see him go up, make a catch and come down pretty hard in a situation to where he has recently had a displaced rib, it's great to just see him pop back up and then go on about his business. Now, he did tell Brooke Kirchhoffer of WWL TV, our good friends and family there, that he was going to be wearing sort of a custom rib protector. So clearly that came in handy. But either way, still a really, really good showing by Taysom Hill throughout the day. And really these pass catchers as a whole, with Dejon Dixon making a couple of big plays, Kirk Merritt making some more plays, Deonte Hardy bringing in some catches, the tight end room, Jarvis Landry converting a first down on a third and short as the Saints were running sort of those team drill, situational drills of short yardage situations. I mean, just really, really good stuff that we knew we were going to see from the New Orleans Saints in 2022, but watching it all come to fruition certainly makes a big difference. And it wasn't Jameis Winston throwing the passes today, and that didn't seem to slow down the offense. And it's because Andy Dalton seems to be very comfortable in this offense. We'll talk about why, we'll break down why, and what that means for the New Orleans Saints as we get closer to the preseason game and as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Before we get to that, though, I want to tell you about our friends over at BetOnline, our official and exclusive online sports wagering partners, your number one source for all things that you need when it comes to sports wagering information, sports wagering opportunities, podcasts, articles, trends, and action, and of course, more odds, lines, and props than ever before, including Jameis Winston, who sits atop the list when it comes to comeback player of the year, Michael Thomas, not far behind, still in the top three, offensive rookie of the year. You've also got Chris Olave in that number. So you have a lot of opportunities here to maybe make a little bit of money on the backs of your New Orleans Saints, but there's also NBA, NHL, MLB, combat sports, esports, so much more that you can find over at BetOnline. You can check them out on your mobile device or your laptop. Just head over to BetOnline today, where the game starts. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Thanks again for being here for another live episode of Locked On Saints. We're doing these every day following training camp practices. We will be in Green Bay for the joint practices there as well. And of course, continue to keep you covered as we get closer and closer to this weekend's Houston Texans opening exhibition matchups. We got a lot to cover here, so let's dive right into it, because Andy Dalton is showing you that he's very comfortable in this New Orleans Saints offense. And I would never advocate for Andy Dalton to start over Jameis Winston. Let me just be very clear about that. But having Andy Dalton as the guy that you fall back on when while Jameis Winston is missing some of these practices, dealing with his what is believed to be a minor injury, or at least an injury that's, quote, not a big deal, that's a really good situation for you to be in. And we kind of broke down yesterday that it's a good situation for the players that are around Andy Dalton, because it's easy to get in and out of the huddle. You know he can run the offense. You still have an NFL, you know, high tier starter level passer that has over 160 games of experience throwing in your direction. That's really good news for both offense and even defense that has to try to contest all of that. But why is Andy Dalton so comfortable in this offense? And some of it has to do with the fact that he's been a little bit of a journeyman here over the recent past, going from Cincinnati, having some snaps in Chicago, going, of course, to being Dak Prescott's backup and having to come in relief of him for the Dallas Cowboys, and then now being here in New Orleans. Over the last 6 years, Andy Dalton has installed in a different offense every year. So six offenses over the course of the last 6 years. That's why this guy is able to just kind of slide in and be able to be this quarterback that can run your offense, that can command your offense, that can do all of the things that are necessary for the New Orleans Saints in this situation. So when you ask why is it that he's comfortable, some of it is just simply experience. He has the experience of being a starter. He has the experience putting in several different offenses. He has the experience of being a backup. I mean, you're watching Mark Brunell now on Hard Knocks, you know, and how important he was to the New Orleans Saints, just being the extra pair of eyes off on the sideline. Andy Dalton gets to be that as well, but is also an experienced enough quarterback that when you run these practices, you don't have a lot of a drop-off there. You have some drop-off when it comes to arm talent, of course, but you're not in a situation to where you're suffering or your players are suffering because of the injury. So Andy Dalton showed you that again today. During the team drills, things were up and down. A lot of pressure coming from the Saints defensive line in this one. Seems to happen every time that they get into pads. But, you know, look, this is only the fifth or sixth padded practice so far here. So that's all going to continue to take shape over the course of time, and particularly will take its steps forward against the Houston Texans later on this weekend. So great to see Andy Dalton there. But Ian Book is showing you probably over the course of the past 3 days, his best performance as a passer thus far. There are still some times where he tries to run and scramble and things like that, but you can only take that so far in these effectively non-contact practices. So that will really give him an opportunity to show off what he's got in terms of his legs, what he can do with the ball in his hands once you get to Houston on Saturday. But he and Tony Jones Jr. putting together the play of the day in what looked to be about a 60-yard screen pass that Tony Jones absolutely housed for a touchdown, looking like the black and gold of the classic days, the screen that you know can go anywhere, the Darren Sproles days, the Pierre Thomas days, all of that, right? So it was really, the Reggie Bush days, of course. So it was really cool to see that get there. It was really well executed. Pass rush came in clean. Ian Book stayed composed, was able to use a little bit of his mobility to keep out of distance, put together a well-touched pass, like a good touch pass, a well-placed pass for Tony Jones Jr., who was able to catch it, turn, and then he had guys like Kalike Washington and others right out in front of him that just led the way for him as he sprinted down the right sideline. Looked like there might have been one safety that could have made a play there, but you have to believe that Tony Jones Jr. was well on his way to six in that one. So that was easily the play of the day. Very, very well executed all throughout. Coming up next, let's get you your attendance and participation reports, including very unfortunate situation still for the New Orleans Saints in the second level of their defense. Pete Werner out with a groin injury again. So we'll break down all of that as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Get it, Who Dat Nation. We are wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints, getting into attendance, participation, things like that, that you're going to want to know. No, Ashbrun, you are an absolute legend. Appreciate y'all very much for being here for another live episode of Locked On Saints. Remember, we're going to get to the pre-recorded episode later on today, so make sure you get your questions in the chat so that I can go ahead and get those answered. So let's fly through here, get you the last pieces of information that you need to know. The players that we did not see in terms of attendance today: quarterback Jameis Winston, linebacker Pete Werner. These are all in number, like jersey number order, by the way. Linebacker Pete Werner, cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, running back Malcolm Brown, cornerback Alante Taylor, linebacker Zach Bond, defensive back Bryce Thompson, and defensive tackle Jaleel Johnson. Jaleel Johnson we haven't seen for a little while. Bryce Thompson, not much of a surprise. You know, he got carted off yesterday. Obviously, we're hoping the best for him, but it just seems like a foregone conclusion based upon how severe that injury looked yesterday, that he may be on his way to injured reserve. And of course, Alante Taylor left practice a little early yesterday, so a little disappointing not to see him out on the field today. But the big news is that it's very concerning to see Pete Werner not participating again, according to head coach Dennis Allen, with the same groin injury that kept him sidelined earlier on in camp. So now you have Pete Werner not able to participate again. Hopefully we see him back out on the field as quickly as tomorrow. Maybe it was just like a precautionary thing to not see him, to not have him out on the field today. Maybe they don't expect him to play in the preseason game anyway, so they're just holding him out for the rest of this week. We'll sort of see how it all goes, but it's a little bit concerning to see or hear that it was the groin injury again, which we know can be a very nagging injury. You've seen that all across the NFL. This continues to be sort of complicated because you've got Zach Bond, who also has not been at practice here recently, and DeMarco Jackson, New Orleans Saints rookie linebacker that they selected in the fifth round of the 2022 NFL draft, has been moved to injured reserve. His season is over before it even begins. So he'll obviously get another opportunity next year in 2023, but for right now, the New Orleans Saints running thin at that linebacker position. We kind of broke that down yesterday to where we kind of said, as long as you've got DeMario Davis, Caden Ellis, and Pete Werner at the top, you're pretty okay and you're not desperate. But now if Pete Werner is running into some issues here, maybe you are starting to get a little bit desperate. And for the first time, I would say, this is the issue. This would be the situation that you look at and go, okay, would have been a good idea to bring in Quan Alexander at that point. But we'll see how the New Orleans Saints navigate this. We don't know how severe anything is around Pete Werner at this time, but certainly disappointing to see him not out on the field. And I'm sure he's disappointed to not be out on the field as well. A couple of participation notes for you. Didn't really see anybody getting in any side work, but Rashid Shaheed continues to build his participation. As we mentioned, Taysom Hill participated in 7-on-7s, did not participate in team, but again, good to see him go up, make that catch, come down, and still, you know, with the displaced rib and still be okay. We also saw Ryan Ramczyk get an easier day today, a lighter day as a part of his kind of up and down, or up and off, as Dennis Allen referred to it, rehabilitation process and sort of his ramp up. And then, of course, we also got a really good opportunity to see the New Orleans Saints' new defensive end and TJ Carter, formerly of Kentucky, who got out there. Marcus Davenport participated in walkthroughs as well as position drills. Not really seeing him in pass rush drills or team drills at this time, but always good to see him out on the field at all. There was a clip that the Saints posted of him running one of the individual drills from yesterday. And I got to tell you, he doesn't look like he's hampering anything. Doesn't look like anything's holding him back. He looked violent as all get out on that play. So really, really great stuff for Marcus Davenport. Good to see that. And finally, the New Orleans Saints did sign, according to and per Nick Underhill of NewOrleans.football, quarterback KJ Costello, former Mississippi State quarterback and LSU Slayer. I'll never forget that game. Hated that. But KJ was not at practice today, but I would expect to see him at practice tomorrow on Thursday before the Saints pack up on Friday to head to Houston to go ahead and lighten up maybe some of the passing and some of the volume that Andy Dalton and Ian Book are taking on before the preseason game on Saturday. All right, y'all, that gets you all the updates that you need to know, the big highlights, the biggest stories, and of course, the play of the day. Make sure you're getting your questions in the chat. I appreciate y'all, as always, for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day or watch of the day or your second listen and watch of the day. And I will see you later on today with our pre-recorded episode where I'm going to get to some of your questions. So don't forget to get to all of that. And we're going to break down a little bit more about the volume of passing that these quarterbacks are doing and what it means for the wide receivers like Michael Thomas and Chris Olave and Jarvis Landry, but also the guys beneath them as well that are fighting for roster spots. We're going to break all of that down and look at the unofficial depth chart in the pre-recorded episode later on this evening. I appreciate y'all so much. As always, making Locked On Saints your go-to show for New Orleans Saints training camp. For your second listen today, make sure you go and check out that Locked On Fantasy Football podcast. Get all the news you need in less than 30 minutes around fantasy football and where you should go for your fantasy football drafts. Locked On Fantasy Football, Locked On Dynasty as well on podcasts and on YouTube. Thank you again for making Locked On Saints a part of your day, a part of your routine, and for saying yes to me and the show. If you see me, say hi. Want to give a big shout out to both Soren and Kim, who I got to see today. So thank y'all very much for saying hi, taking some photos, all that good stuff. So I appreciate y'all so much for always showing love. If you need anything else around your New Orleans Saints in between these episodes, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, N-O-L-A. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how you're momming them. And trust you, that nation. I'll holler at you.